Judge federal appeals panel decides its legality. No ruling after a hearing Wednesday.
This example was raised in the hearing. Imagine a person who is lawfully present in Arizona and has a hearing for asylum in 2 years in Arizona. In Texas, that person could be arrested and deported. What if they go across the border on vacation or whatever? They can be arrested in Texas, but are okay to live in Arizona?
ABC's Terry Moran. President Biden went to Phoenix on Wednesday to announce around $20 billion in grants and loans to help chipmaker Intel build new semiconductor factories in four states. Georgia gave a lethal injection to Willie James Pye. In 1993, he abducted an ex-girlfriend, raped and murdered her. It was Georgia's first execution in more than 4 years. This is ABC News. The Biden administration wants half of all new cars and trucks to be zero emission by 2030. Environmental Protection Agency boss Michael Regan proposed its most ambitious emission standards.
Model years 2027 through 2032 will avoid more than 7 billion tons of carbon pollution. That's four times the total carbon pollution from the entire transportation in the year 2021.
Don Bazella of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation admits it'll be a challenge.
Automakers are committed to electrification, and we want this transformation to EVs, our shared goal, by the way, to succeed over the long haul.
Back on stage, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band played a concert in Phoenix Tuesday night, their first since the Boss put it on hold in September to recover from peptic ulcer disease. They'll hit 17 countries before ending in Vancouver November 22nd. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official has been found guilty of election fraud when she used fake names to get multiple military absentee ballots. A jury found Kimberly Zabata guilty on Wednesday. They rejected claims by her attorney that she's a whistleblower exposing gaps in the state's voting system. She was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could go to prison for up to 5 years. Wisconsin is set to get new electric vehicle charging stations. Governor Evers signed a duo of bills making it easier for gas stations to open the charging stations and sending nearly $80 million federal dollars to help build them. The funding is designed to build vehicle chargers that can fully charge a car in less than an hour. The funding will support building 65 charging stations across the state. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 15 points and trailed most of the game. They got it to within 1 point with just a couple of minutes left to play, but the Celtics pulled away. Coverage on ESPN.
That will count. It's a three-point game, and that'll do it. Lillard finishes with 32. And the Celtics earned their 55th win of the season, leading the way for the Celtics tonight with 31.
The final, the Celtics 122, the Bucks 119. Boston now winning 10 games in a row at home. Giannis did not play again tonight due to a sore hamstring. The team comes home for a game tomorrow night. At Fiserv Forum, they'll host the Brooklyn Nets, followed by a Sunday night game against the Thunder and the Lakers next Tuesday night in prime time. Baseball, the Brewers had the day off. Tomorrow night, they take on the Giants in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds tonight, lows near the 20-degree mark. On Thursday, cloudy skies, lower 30s. Thursday night, a winter weather advisory goes into effect. 2 to 4 inches of snowfall by morning. Lows will drop to the middle 20s. Right now, it's 19.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here, noon to 2 on Thursday. Our old friend and author, Chris Pauls, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us today. Very busy show. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be joining us at 10:50 for a little weather and wine. We're going to have some snow.
We're going to whine about the weather.
Yes, we are going to whine about the weather. It's getting a little warmer now, finally, here in downtown Waukesha, but it was a chilly morning, and I think we're going to have this for the next couple of days, and then we are looking at potentially some snow either Thursday night and then possibly even Sunday, so Brittany will update us on that. And then at 11:33, very special guest, Wisconsin Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, will be joining us. It's been just about a year, I believe, since she was sworn into office, So we will talk about what she has been doing and accomplishing over the last year. That comes up at 11:33. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski will be joining us. Lots of things to cover today, but we're going to start off with reminding you to download the Civic Media app, Greg Bach.
Ooh, why?
Go to your app store, wherever you get your apps, and download the free, absolutely free, Civic Media app. And here's why. It's day two of our Ride into Spring contest. It's pretty cool. Every weekday, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m., you will hear a different word, and then you text in that word to whatever station you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, And then you have a chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. There will be one winner from each hour every single day. Everybody who enters, even if you don't win that overnight stay, everyone who enters, including the daily winners, will then be eligible for one of two grand prizes. And these include brand new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. It's pretty cool. New bicycle.
I would take a new bicycle if I could enter. I wish I could.
You can't.
I know. Wow, you're just so good. You can't.
I'm sorry. But
you're not allowed.
It's just the reality of it. So here's this hour's word. And you only need to text it in once. And as I mentioned, so now at 1 o'clock with Todd Alba, he will have a different word. You can text in every hour, but only once an hour. And the word changes again every hour. Mm-hmm. So this hour's word is trip. T-R-I-P. Text the word trip from the Civic Media app. And again, no matter where you're listening across the state, if you're listening in Oshkosh on WISS or on the Eagle in La Crosse or perhaps Richland Center here in Waukesha at WAUK, just go to the Civic Media app, go to your station, and text in the word TRIP, T-R-I-P, and then you're going to be in the drawing for that chance for an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Good luck.
Oh, boy.
Let's start, Greg Bach.
Yes.
With our friend.
My friend? Your friend?
The whole state's friend, Robin Voss.
We need music.
A heralding of the Popcorn King?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. Yes, Robin Voss unleashed a string of insults yesterday directed at the people who are trying to recall him. This is from an article by Sean Johnson on WPR. Calvin, I believe we have a little clip of Mr. Voss and some of his comments, again, aimed at the people who are trying to get him recalled. It's not long, but it's kind of delicious. Take a listen.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss not holding back his frustrations with the recall effort. Today, calling organizers whack jobs and morons, while also predicting some of them could face jail time.
The people who organize this are so out of touch with reality. And I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again. They are morons. They are stupid.
Speaking at a WisPolitics event, Robin Voss offered sweeping criticism of the group who's trying to remove him as Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker. Last week, recall organizers submitted more than 10,000 signatures, but an initial review by the state's Elections Commission showed there was not enough from residents to trigger a recall. Since then, Voss says he's hired dozens of volunteers and a private investigator to review the signatures.
There is so much fraud in there. I am very confident that maybe it'll be less than half of the names are even valid.
And there do appear to be issues with these recall petitions.
Absolutely.
The organizers were all excited because they said they had 10,000 signatures and they only needed about seven. And yet now it does not look good that this is going to be successful. What I find so interesting, Greg Bach.
Yes.
is that these recall organizers against Robin Voss are doing this, and correct me if I'm wrong, they are doing this because they don't think Robin Voss did enough to prove that Donald Trump won the election and the election here was rigged.
Correct.
That is correct.
Correct, yes.
So these are Trump supporters who were trying to recall him.
The Trumpiest of Trumpers.
And yet he calls them whack jobs, morons, and fraudsters.
And stupid.
And stupid. And says it's a grift.
Yes.
Says the whole recall campaign is a grift.
Yes.
How does this make Trump supporters feel? I mean, this certainly isn't endearing him to the people who support Donald Trump. And yet he said he now, of course, is going to vote for Donald Trump.
Yes, he is going to endorse the former president. I think, you know, we can say a lot about Robin Voss. We can have a lot of opinions on him. But one thing we cannot call him is politically inept. He's very smart.
Absolutely.
He's very smart.
He's very savvy. You bet.
And to be perfectly clear on this topic, I would be standing next to Robin Voss saying, yeah, this is dumb. This shouldn't be happening. And not because I wanted to stay in office, but I hope this recall doesn't go through. And I made those points yesterday saying, it's an expensive process. It's a kind of a waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
So that all being said, Robin Voss is not stupid. He doesn't have to endear these people because one, we're seeing right now the people that they got the signatures from do not represent his district. He's got they're from all over the country.
Yeah, right.
I mean, people in Oregon aren't going to vote for Robin Voss.
Don't like him, yeah.
So I feel like he's sitting in a place now where he can cut the cord from those individuals, still support Trump as a Republican, and do what he wants. He doesn't need them. He doesn't.
I still find it an interesting tactic.
Yeah.
He's gonna vote along with the people who he calls whack jobs, morons, and fraudsters.
I see your point there. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He's insulting his own people, essentially.
I would be interested to hear what Robin Voss would have to say if you said, are these people who have this opinion of such a deep regard for the former president, do you consider them your people of the party? I think he'd say no, but in politics, you use what you can get. And if it's between him and a Democrat, I mean, I think I showed you that clip of Jordan Klepper of Never Trumpers who, when asked, are you going to vote for Biden then? They said, I'll probably vote for Trump again. If given the opportunity, most likely in the solitude of a voting booth, those individuals who were on the recall, if given a choice between Robin Voss and a Democrat in that district, are probably going to vote for Robin Voss.
You're probably right.
So he can say whatever he wants. He's most likely going to get reelected. unless the Republicans come up with a really good primary candidate, which if they are, if they're concentrating so hard on this recall effort, once this is all, say it lasts another month, they got to get right back up on the horse,
yep.
Find somebody. Are they going to get Style again to do it? Does he want to go after it? I mean, he's kind of just sitting back, throwing popcorn in his mouth, going, go ahead, fight amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you make a good point. If you would like to chime in on this, you can call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. Talking about Robin Voss yesterday, the assembly speaker, insulting the people who are trying to recall him by calling them whack jobs, morons, and fraudsters. Quote, the people who organized this are so out of touch with reality. They are morons. They are stupid. These people do not deserve the respect that anybody gave them in the media over the course of the last three months, unquote. I don't know that we have actually embraced the whole recall effort story.
No, I think from the, I think
perhaps other outlets have looked at it a little bit differently. I'm assuming.
We don't know. We don't know those people. Yeah, I think that this is all silly. It really is when you boil it all down. Like I said, when your big headliner for your recall Voss is Ross event, a Voss event is the MyPillow guy, it doesn't really lend confidence to your movement, because that is a true whack job right there. And he is speaking on behalf of your campaign.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good. It is kind of amusing because, again, as we've seen it time and time again in movies.
Yeah.
You create the monster.
Yeah.
And then the monster comes for you.
Yes.
Because Robin Voss did his best to placate people who claimed that the election was stolen, spent $2 million of our money, gave it to Michael Gableman to go to Mike Lindell's big reveal on all the evidence he had on election fraud. And yet here we are.
Yeah. And somehow I feel like the monster is chomping towards us while Robin Voss is still sitting high in his castle. Because at the end
they're not going to reach him.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Robin Voss says these people, talking about the recall organizers, these people are dead set on trying to help our Democratic colleagues. I do not get that. But it's a free country. They have the right to do it. And unfortunately, they convinced some rich people somewhere to invest in this effort instead of investing in something that's actually productive. He also said the organizers of the recall are fringy.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Of course they are. Of course they are. They're when they're not wearing the red hat, they're wearing a tin hat.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Join the conversation. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
My mama told me when I was young, we're almost superstars. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. This is Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach, along with Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We are doing our big Ride into Spring statewide contest this hour. Just text the word TRIP, T-R-I-P, TRIP, from the Civic Media app to whatever station you're listening to across the network. Once an hour, that's all you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It happens four times a day, 7 o'clock hour, 10 a.m. with us, 1 p.m. with Todd Alba, 3 p.m. with Maggie Dawn. The word will change every hour, but you can still enter once an hour. And then we have four winners a day who pick up an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everybody is entered for one of our two grand prizes, including new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. It is important to spell the word correctly.
Yes, spelling is fundamental. And it's, you said it's statewide?
It is a statewide contest. Yes.
Yes, so please, I mean, here's the thing is I wear a cool smartwatch, and it's loaded up to get notifications whenever we get text all day.
Oh, wow.
On the network.
Oh, wow.
Which I should fix. But let me tell you something. This little baby here been going crazy since you announced it. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's great.
We see a lot of listeners out there. Text us just to say hi, too. See what's going on. Tell us your opinions on stuff. We're talking about the popcorn king.
We're talking about Robin Voss, who yesterday insulted a whole bunch of people who organized the recall effort against him, calling them whack jobs, morons, and fraudsters who waged their campaign in the name of grift. And again, this recall is running into problems.
Yeah,
as far as the legitimacy of a lot of these signatures. But is that a good way to endear people to you?
Well, I mean, Tony on the live stream, by the way, welcome back, Tony. It's been a long time since we've seen you. You don't often hear someone in Republican leadership calling his constituents morons. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and then also Tony answered back, he would be better off not saying anything. But then again, look who we're talking about. But I think Dave from Waukesha perfectly sums it up when he says, looking forward to the day when Voss and Trump are no longer relevant. In the meantime, bourbon.
Whatever gets you through it. Whatever gets you through it, Dave. I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, and I do think it's important to make the distinction. And Todd Alba has talked about this, and we've talked about it with him and Pat Kreitlow as well. Not every Republican is a MAGA Republican.
Nope.
They're not.
No.
There are many, many reasonable people out there who I think are just as pained to see what's happening as people on the other side.
Yeah.
I do.
And we've talked to some of those Republicans. We've had them on the show, the former military leaders. We've had on the show talking about the importance of democracy and how much of a danger Donald Trump is to our republic.
Yes.
And does that sound dramatic? Maybe. But when a rear admiral who is a lifelong Republican is telling you this, who's worked in the military, is saying he is a threat to our republic, I'm going to believe him.
Yeah, he has a whole lot of experience.
Yeah.
And if you have an opportunity, I would really highly suggest that you go back. If you go to civicmedia.us and you click on shows, go to Matt Nair on Air. This was, I believe, a month and a half to 2 months ago that we spoke to this retired rear admiral. It's a wonderful, wonderful discussion, and I highly encourage you to go take a listen to it if you missed it, and encourage other people to listen to it as well.
Yeah,
it's important. It really is.
This is how, I mean, when I say important, I'm not trying to I'm really not trying to pat ourselves on the back or try to get any cool style points, but those interviews with those two individuals, especially the last one, Steve Anderson, those are some of our highest viewed clips on YouTube and Instagram, because the things he is saying are so important.
I'm talking about the importance of NATO and what breaking up or breaking up or removing the U.S. from NATO, the wide-ranging ramifications of what that would mean for all of us.
Yeah.
It's really, it is very important. And so again, Steve Anderson, the retired Rear Admiral.
Yep. And I'm even looking it up right now.
Yeah,
sorry.
Look for him on the Matt Nair On Air show page and take a listen to that. Andrew from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I wanted to make a comment in regards to what you just said about MAGA Republicans and some Republicans maybe being more reasonable. And this is something I say to a lot of people. I want you to think back to the rise of the Tea Party and ask yourself, well, what was that all about? Well, it was about big bank bailouts. And then ask yourself, well, what was the 99% Occupy Wall Street movement about? Well, it was about the bailout of big banks. And so we have a political culture that wants us to believe that the Tea Party movement and the Occupy movement were somehow on opposite ends of the spectrum, when in fact, they both rose up over the same issue. There is a concerted effort to try to put people in their little corners and say, don't work with those people. They hate you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of MAGA Republicans that are happy to work with Democrats and hate Robin Voss. So let's be careful when we start, applying these labels like MAGA and saying MAGA people hate you. No, in the same way that the Tea Party and Occupy were the exact same group of people who just had a different way of expressing it. That's what we need to start focusing on in our current politics. We have different ways of expressing our values, but for the most part, we share those values. But there are people like Robin Voss who use their positions to keep us divided because they profit from it.
Well, that's always been the tactic, right, Andrew? It's divide and conquer. You want people at each other's throats, because then nothing ever gets done, and you can just coast along on the status quo. So, but I think you make a great point, and that's why too we are trying to highlight what we have in common as opposed to the things that divide us. But when you're talking about those hardcore Trump supporters, I don't know that. Do you really think that they would be willing to work with Democrats on anything?
Of course. Now, again, that's like saying the Tea Party movement wouldn't work with the Occupy movement. They wanted the same thing. They wanted to work towards some kind of a solution where big bailouts weren't happening. So why wouldn't they work together?
I hope that's true. I do. I mean, it would be better for all of us if we could talk to each other.
I think the ultimate problem is, I don't disagree or say you're wrong. I think the problem is what we always see on television are the individuals who won't, who are screaming the loudest, who are saying ridiculous things. So it is difficult to imagine the idea of a quote-unquote MAGA Republican wanting to work with Democrats on anything. And since our leaders, both state and federal, don't want to do it anyways. Like, there are some bipartisan bills going through, and that's great, but on the big, big issues, they seem to always be butting heads. And instead of working together and compromising, they walk away saying, well, we couldn't do it. Yes, you could. You just didn't want to.
Well, and because no one is going to get everything that they want, that's what compromise is. Thank you so much, Andrew. Really appreciate your perspective, and thank you for your call. All right, news is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair On Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The controversial Texas immigration law remains on hold while a three-judge federal appeals panel decides its legality. No ruling after a hearing Wednesday.
This example was raised in the hearing. Imagine a person who is lawfully present in Arizona and has a hearing for asylum in 2 years in Arizona. In Texas, that person could be arrested and deported. What if they go across the border on vacation or whatever? They can be arrested in Texas, but are okay to live in Arizona?
ABC's Terry Moran. President Biden went to Phoenix on Wednesday to announce around $20 billion in grants and loans to help chipmaker Intel build new semiconductor factories in four states. Georgia gave a lethal injection to Willie James Pye. In 1993, he abducted an ex-girlfriend, raped and murdered her. It was Georgia's first execution in more than 4 years. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of audits show about three-fourths of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work-from-home policies. State Representative Bob Wicke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon for rural communities, where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50-plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Martha Cranley is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got it a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds tonight, lows near the 20-degree mark. On Thursday, cloudy skies, lower 30s. Thursday night, a winter weather advisory goes into effect. 2 to 4 inches of snowfall by morning. Lows will drop to the middle 20s. Right now, it's 19.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You put the boom boom into my heart.
morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call the show, join by a phone or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Next hour at this time, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Gudlewski will be joining us. Very excited to talk to her and find out what she has been up to over the last year or so. It's been a little bit since she's been on the show, yeah. So she's going to be joining us. Next hour at 11:33, we were just talking about Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss not happy with the people who have organized the recall event against him, calling them whack jobs, morons, and fraudsters.
And stupid.
And stupid.
And stupid, too.
And then we had a caller from Waukesha who said that not all hardcore MAGA Republicans are completely unwilling to work with the other side to get things done. We have a texter on the text line. Dave says, to counter that perspective, the MAGA folks absolutely do hate some groups of people. Point proven by the attacks on the middle school here in Waukesha by libs of TikTok this week. And that's, we talked about that yesterday. The bomb threats, the death threats that were getting called into the Butler Middle School after libs of TikTok targeted, essentially targeted a teacher there who is gay.
Yeah. Targeting children too.
And targeting kids.
Yeah. You know, that's fine. We can dice that up, slice it up any way we want and say MAGA Republicans this, but don't forget this. It applies to everyone though. We all know liberals who are not the best people. We know liberals who are great people. Does that have anything to do with their liberal? I don't know. But one thing I don't want to get too deep in the weeds is to say, well, MAGA people do this, but don't forget MAGA people do that. The fact is they're all different because they're people. They believe the same thing and maybe to varying degrees.
Right.
But I don't want to get in this thing of like, yeah, well, this, but don't forget this, because at the end of the day, I don't know. I pretty much don't know any of these people. I've never sat down with them at a bar or had a cup of coffee with them and really been like, what is the thing that makes you tick? What's the thing?
What
drives you to believe this? And I'm not going to be here to like change your mind. I truly just want to know because I don't think that way. So instead of saying, well, this versus this, to me, that's just
a pointless exercise.
Exactly.
Well, as we were talking about Butler Middle School yesterday and the bomb threats and the other threats they've been receiving, Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underlie is out with a statement. She said the threats driven by hatred, particularly towards member of the LGBTQ plus community, strongly impact students and educators, noting increased reports of a depression and anxiety among trans and LGBTQ plus youth, as well as rising instances of harassment towards LGBTQ plus staff. And again, this goes back to this. It is a poisonous account.
Yes.
Libs of TikTok.
Yes.
And it's not doxing exactly, because from my understanding, doxing is when you actually include like people's home address and contact information. But they targeted this teacher on his personal social media where he had a picture with his partner.
Yeah.
And you have to, I guess we just assume that it was that targeting that prompted these threats that happened on March 8th and the 11th and the 12th and the 14th.
Does it fill in the true definition of doxing? Probably not, but by posting their name, by posting something personal, where they work, it's only like two keystrokes away from finding everything about this person.
You're right.
And that's why I think, you know, this person who runs this despicable account should be held responsible. Because those individuals who are calling in the bomb threats, let's say it all works out, the line works from libs of TikTok to the people calling in the threats to the school. Those individuals got the information from this account. Therefore, the actions of the people who called in the threats are tied to this account because they found out from them. And to me, it might be flimsy, but you know what? We have to start somewhere. Someone needs to be held accountable someday. If not, it's only going to get worse.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think it's going to get better, but I don't know the legal ramifications of that. And when I think about the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, when I think of the mass shooting at that store in El Paso, those were all spurred by things that they heard and were told.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never been traced back to the people who said those things that inspired those actions.
Then let's start here. If parents can be held accountable for their children shooting up schools and other spaces, as we're seeing now, parents are being convicted.
In one instance so far.
Well, that's a good start. So here's another thing. This person posted personal information and that work. I mean, come on. You're threatening to bomb a school with children. I thought this is what they all, like, they couldn't get enough of themselves with kids. They love kids. Kids are the future.
Protect our children.
Protect our children at all costs, unless we want to call in a bomb threat to a school because there's a gay teacher. It has to start somewhere. Why not try now? If it doesn't happen, they're like, oh, no, there's no legal standing. Fine, we find out. But this, there are, how many lawyers do you think in this country?
Lots.
Lots.
We have many lawyers.
You think you can't find 50 who'd be like, yeah, let's go for it. Let's try it. It'll get some headlines. It'll get some, get in the article or get in the paper, bring some attention to it. I'm just tired of people saying, well, there's not a lot we can do.
And
well,
just and we throw up our hands and do nothing.
And wait for the first crazy person to actually bomb a school.
Yeah. Dr. Underlie says in this statement, we must stop dividing ourselves and stripping our students of their identity. We must instead help educators supporting kids and their colleagues when we need it most. We must stand with our friends, family, and colleagues and be united in the belief that hate has no home in Wisconsin, and especially not in our schools.
Absolutely.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, going to be joining us at 10:50 to talk about what weather is coming our way. Before we went to the news, we were talking about an interview that we did with retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson.
Yes.
And Tony Zimmerman pointed out that that has almost 500,000 views.
Yes, it does.
I think it's really, really important if people want to go back and listen to that and share it with others just to get the perspective of a longtime, lifelong Republican.
Yes.
Who is in the military talking about the threat that another Trump administration poses to our democracy.
And he makes it clear in that interview, I think three times, that he is not a liberal.
He's not
a Democrat.
No, he said, I'm not a squishy liberal. Don't think that that's where this is coming from.
Yeah.
He is speaking from his experience as a retired brigadier general.
Yes.
Having served overseas and been in the military for 30 years. So that episode is from February 19th. Thank you to Tony for tracking that down. So
February 16th or 19th?
February 16th. Sorry about that, Greg.
We also had another retired military admiral. I don't remember his first name, but I think it was Jeff. But it was retired Admiral Smith, Rear Admiral Smith, on the 5th of January as well. Talking sort of the same line, protecting our democracy, protecting our processes. That's also available the 5th of January, if you want to listen to that as well. But yeah, these are serious men, not treating this with kid gloves, and they are not to be taken as dramatic. They've seen more stuff than most of us have.
Or fear-mongering. This is not fear-mongering. These are pretty level-headed people who are very clear-eyed about this. And if you question why NATO is important and what it is that NATO does, they will talk about what will happen and what could be the fallout should NATO disband or should the United States pull out of NATO. Yeah. It would be disastrous. Mm. It would be disastrous. So again, take a listen. Go to civicmedia.us. Go to Matt Nair on air. And then scroll around. Look for February 16th. And what was the other date?
The 5th of January.
January 5th. And take a listen to those. And again, please share it.
Please share it.
If there are people in your circle who, we need to leave NATO and that NATO is worthless and that this will... It's just the sharing of some information. I think it's important.
And I'm going to make a request to our conservative friends who are listening right now, the ones who've called in, the ones we've talked to over in the past. Just do me one favor. I'm serious. Just do me a favor. Go on the website, download those interviews, and listen to them. You don't have to call in. You don't have to text in. I just want you to listen to them, and I want you to ask yourself, where do we disagree? As these men, especially, as Tony Zimmerman quoted, he is a Fox-watching, George Bush-loving conservative.
Yep.
Ask yourself, do you think he's wrong? Why is he wrong? I don't think he is. I think this man has seen more than we will ever see, and his opinions should be taken seriously, and we should respect them. So please, our conservative friends, listen to those interviews.
Take a listen. I think it would be valuable. I really do. I think it would be very valuable. All right, moving along before we have to go to break. Milwaukee's top election official said she believes her former deputy, who admitted to using fake names to get absentee ballots, did so to redirect a state lawmaker away from false election conspiracy theories. This is really complicated.
I love the heart of this, but man, she should have talked to somebody about this before doing this.
Kimberly Zapata is on trial after she admitted to sending absentee ballots to the home of GOP state rep Janelle Branchon. Branchon, of course, was promoting false theories about election fraud. Zapata, former deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission, first fired and charged in 2022 with misconduct in public office. Claire Woodall, who was Zapata's former boss, testified that her office was facing threats of violence from people who believe the 2020 election was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And Zapata was trying to highlight to the conspirators what a real potential security concern would be.
It was a lesson.
It was a bad idea.
It was naive, and I don't want to say dumb because I won't call her dumb, but she should have consulted with somebody before she, because I get it.
Took this on herself.
Yeah, I get it. Like, she's like, oh, I know what I'll do, but you should have talked to your boss, who would have said, don't do that.
Well, and why didn't you take this to your boss and say, there is a problem with this.
Yeah.
This needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to backdoor it. It never works out well, you guys.
No, it doesn't.
And it never works out well.
And I hope all the evidence shows that this was a bad lesson gone horribly wrong. But it does bring up one interesting point to me. So far, like, we've been talking about all these individuals with fake electors and all this stuff and slaps on the wrists and maybe a fine, no jail time. The one person who's actually trying to do good civically and just be like, I'll teach them a lesson. I'll show them. Is actually going on trial for it. Not the people who are actually trying to overthrow the election.
Yep.
The person who's trying to say, hey, this is what a bad election looks like.
This is where the fraud is if you're looking for it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to wrap up today. It will be interesting to see what happens. The jury trial began on Monday and again is expected to wrap up. Could even happen before noon today. The defense attorney is trying to show Zapata was acting as a whistleblower. Prosecutors arguing that she committed fraud and violated the public's trust. Yeah. We are going to talk to Brittany and Merlot and talk a little weather when we return. Jack from Merrimack, if you want to stay on the line, we'll be right back with you. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You have 10 minutes left to download the Civic Media app and then go to the station wherever you're listening across the state. If you're listening on WLAK in Amory, if you're listening in Richland Center, if you're listening in La Crosse on the Eagle, WISS in Oshkosh, the word is TRIP. T-R-I-P. The word is TRIP. Text that from the Civic Media app before 11 o'clock, and you are going to be in the running for some great prizes. At least one person will win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort on the Dells, and then everyone is entered to win one of two grand prizes, including brand new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. This hour's word is TRIP. All across the state, statewide contests. Next chance will be between 1 and 2 with Todd Alba, and then between 3 and 4 with Maggie Dawn. So stick around for that. We were talking before we went to break about what has been happening in Waukesha, what's been happening in politics, what's going on with this election official in Milwaukee County who was trying to highlight fraud but did not do that in the best of ways. Jack from Merrimack has been waiting. Thank you for your patience, Jack. What did you want to say?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out the similarity between what the election official in Milwaukee did. And I think there was a guy in, wasn't he, in Racine or Kenosha County that did something very similar on the Republican side.
I know. Yes, I know. Yep. I know who you're talking about.
It seems that both of these people found out exactly the same thing, which we already know. If you try to commit election fraud, you'll get caught. That's the main thing, the main lesson I would take away from this, and which, again, shows that our election system is pretty solid in this, at least in this state, and it's very difficult to commit election fraud without getting caught.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Jake. Thank you so much. And it would require a vast number of people in order to pull off a widespread election fraud. It would be very, very complicated. It's not like two people are going to be able to walk in there and do this. It would be a massive, massive thing. And as Jack said, too, you commit voter fraud, you get caught. Thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate it. All right. Brittany Merlot is here so we can talk a little weather and wine. She is our civic media meteorologist. Brittany, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I definitely don't want to get caught at a grocery store because I've got some news for you guys.
Yes, let's talk about that dirty,
oh, great,
dirty four-letter word called snow.
I was going to say, can we swear? Snow. It's coming. A lot of it.
Is it going to be a lot?
Yes. Okay, so it's going to come in four different storms over the next 2 weeks. Yes, everybody's face looks the same right now. I know.
So do I have to go like wrap all my daffodils in coats or something? I mean, because everybody's up
tiny
and they're
tiny flower
tiny
coats.
Tiny little flower coats because everybody's up and they're ready to bloom. And this is going to start coming in tomorrow night.
Yes, it is. As soon as tomorrow night after sunset, it's going to be pushing into northwest Wisconsin, spreading across the northern half of the state and then moving south. So for south areas and the heaviest hit, it's going to be coming down at a half an inch to an inch per hour. And this is going to be the heaviest tomorrow. Friday morning.
So this is going to be everybody's Friday morning commute.
Correct. Yes, it's going to be a rough one. And we have not had much practice.
This is going to be great, you guys.
What's the percentage, Brittany, that you are absolutely wrong?
Not much.
Darn it.
Not that we want you to be wrong, you know, but it would be nice if this time you were a little wrong. Okay, so Thursday into Friday, and Friday morning is going to be horrible. When is going to be the next round of snow?
So the next round pushes in on Sunday, and it's going to be pretty bad by Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. And that could, of course, continue to Monday morning. It's not looking too good either, but our temperatures do want to rise above freezing and kind of switch that one over to some rain. So, you know, that could be an icy, slushy situation as we go into early next week. And then we close the week out with another one.
And how much? Well, that's all the time we have with Brittany Renault. I'm kidding.
Bye. Don't be great.
Welcome to our new segment, The World is Coming to an End with Brittany Merlot.
See, I told you, I can't go grocery shopping for like the next 2 weeks.
You better, well, so we all better get it done today and tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. So in the winter weather emergency kit, all of those things, you're going to want to make sure you have them close by, the shovel,
bourbon,
snow blower.
Beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever gets you through the night. Whatever gets you through the night.
So, bottle of Merlot.
A case, perhaps.
Sure.
We're talking with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot about the lovely weather that is going to be coming and affecting. This is going to affect pretty much all of the state, isn't it, Brittany?
Correct. Everyone should probably expect to see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. We are looking at 6 inches to potentially some double digits hitting central Wisconsin. That line of heavy, heavy snow is still kind of moving around a little bit, but I'd say heads up, Stevens Point, Nakusa, probably even Black River Falls in towards Fond du Lac. Those areas are probably going to be hit the hardest, but that could extend as far south as I'm thinking Baraboo as well, and to potentially just
don't
north
you dare
of
say Kenosha
and Milwaukee. No, I won't say Kenosha. You have more rain chances.
Yes,
and all the ice is going to stay right into Illinois, but right across that border.
Good.
So if you do work into Janesville and go south,
it's going to be tricky.
Forgive me if you mentioned this already with all the like, what kind of snow are we going to be? Is it going to be a light? Is it going to be a heavy?
That heavy wet stuff.
That stuff's going to throw your shoulder out. Like, what can we expect?
It's going to be that heavy wet slushy stuff.
And cool.
Stay below freezing the next day, so you're going to want to clear it as soon as possible.
It's been a slice of heaven, Brittany Merlot.
This is just spring, a smack in the face by Mother Nature for the past like 2 months.
This always happens. This always happens. Brittany Merlot is the Civic Media meteorologist. She joins us every Wednesday for a little weather. And today it was definitely wine. Thank you so much, Brittany. Really appreciate it. Stay with us. News coming up next. And then when we return, how much do you need to retire in Wisconsin? This is Matt Nair on air. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The St. Croix Valley.
We're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin segment, Joe Zepecki, and we mark one last week till the Brewers opener.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 to... You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.